Today, we're diving into one of the most uncomfortable but high-impact moves that you can make as a resilience leader, and that is running an exercise with your board of directors. And let's be honest, there's a real sense of uncertainty about this. What if your board thinks this is a waste of time? What if the exercise gets too tactical? What if you lose the room? But here's the truth. You're not there to prove that you can run a plan. You're there to shape how your organization strategically thinks about risk and readiness and reputation at the highest level. So let's walk through how to do that with clarity, confidence, and strategic intent. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. When I coach resilience leaders about engaging with their board, the same concern always comes up. I'm not sure how the board will react. They're not used to being in exercises. What if it backfires on me? And that's a valid fear, but I think it's rooted in a misconception. We think that we need to run the exercise. We don't. What we're doing here with the board is we're facilitating a conversation about your organization's capacity to manage complexity under pressure. The exercise is just the container, the method by which you're doing this. None of this conversation is about checklists or injects or escalation paths. It is about surfacing assumptions, identifying blind spots as an organization, and helping the board think through strategic consequences in real time. If you walk into this exercise thinking about how to test the board, then you're going to lose them. And if you walk in thinking that this is the time to brief them, you're going to find that they will tune out. But if you position this as a rehearsal for a moment that could define the company's reputation and your future, then you can get their full attention. The framing that we've used successfully at BrightPath with board exercises has been some combination of saying that we're not here to test your knowledge, we're here to sharpen our collective judgment. It's a chance to pressure test how our risk appetite plays out under fire, and that we're going to walk through a scenario and then ask for your guidance on if we're aligned and how we're thinking about this, and are we prepared to act, and does the board understand their role versus the role of the CEO and the management of the organization. And that framing changes everything because now they're engaged at a strategic level and now they're listening not for plans, but for insight and for guidance. So let's get practical about this. Our approach to a board level exercise is to start with the strategic objective that we're trying to accomplish. So we ask ourselves and our management, our executive management, what is the one thing we want the board to understand or decide as a result of this exercise? Is it understanding the reputational risk of the issue? Is it exploring decision-making authority during a cyber extortion scenario? What is that thing? And then remember, we have to choose the right scenario. Boards don't care about burst pipes in your headquarters building. What are they concerned about today? Well, they're concerned about cybersecurity and cyber extortion. They're concerned about data exfiltration. They're concerned about backlash to ESG efforts. They're concerned about regulatory investigations, and they're concerned about executive misconduct. And if you're listening to this podcast a year or two from now, it might be something different, but these are top issues for boards today. So you want to tie the scenario back to something major from an enterprise risk standpoint that would garner the board's attention if it happened in real life. The third thing here is to think about the experience that you want the board to have. It's not a war game. This is a facilitated strategic conversation and rehearsal. So given the time frame that you might have, which I'll guess is going to be 45 to 90 minutes at the max, you want to leave time for discussion and pause and reflection, and you want to prep key executives to lead the conversation, not try to solve the problem that's in front of them. Let the board play their role. So the facilitation of this is where the success of this will live or die once you've defined what you're attempting to accomplish. So things that I would recommend you think about. The first is allow for silence. Boards think in space, not in speed. So give them the time to think and ask questions and raise issues. Second is that you want to stay at the right altitude in the conversation. If you drift way into the tactical details, pull that conversation back up. And you can say things like, let's bring this up a level. How does this play out for us reputationally if we wait 48 hours before we communicate what has happened? And don't be afraid to ask some sharp questions in terms of facilitating. What would shareholders expect here? Are we clear on who would make the decision to pay a ransom? What would we want the CEO to say in the press conference that you're proposing? Your role here is to guide, not to perform, in terms of the exercise. The real value, though, happens after the exercise, and that's how you deliver your follow-up. I would think about the after-action guidance here as a short executive-level memo. Here's three things that we learned. Here are three actions that we're going to take. Tie those learnings back to your enterprise risks, maybe your audit findings if that's appropriate. And then schedule a short debrief with the board or with a key sponsor. Here's how we'll integrate the things that we've learned. It's really about that conversation. The board's also had a chance to reflect. They may have other thoughts in this conversation. Done right, this becomes a moment of strategic elevation for you and the resilience program, and an opening to push forward for broader resilience involvement from the board, broader resilience investment as well in the future. So if you remember one thing from this episode, let it be this, that you are there to influence the board. And strategic alignment in terms of setting out your goals and ensuring it's aligned with the business objectives of the organization will be critical to gaining success through this effort. Board exercises are not about anything tactical. They are about trust and influence. It's your opportunity to help the organization think clearly under pressure and act with unity when it matters most. So your next move, pick a scenario that speaks to your core enterprise risks, frame this as a strategic conversation, book the time, and then lead with clarity. You've got this. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.